it Friday?
Yep, it is Friday, gearing up for a big weekend. Actually, UCLA has a big game tomorrow at Oregon.
Really big.
USC's got a bye. Rams have a bye. Bergman, how you feeling about the Bruins tomorrow up in Eugene?
I got really nervous today, actually. All of a sudden, out of 70%
chance of heavy rain.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Game day is going to be there in the rain.
Small hands and rain. Small hands and rain.
No, DTR is a new man.
He is.
This is where we're.
He's overcome his hand size.
Yeah, we're going to win that game.
Yeah.
He took some supplements and he grew his hands.
Apparently, as a USC fan, I'm supposed to be rooting for UCLA.
That's you are. What these guys would say. Help you. Matter of fact, $10,000 on UCLA. Give me the six.
Okay.
There
All
you
right.
go.
All there right. There you go.
This is the first time you've bet on UCLA.
Yeah.
And not against
them. Well, because
them.
They've been insane favorites in every game. Now I'm getting points.
Right.
You know, they were. Remember, Greg, what? They were like 30-point favorites over Alabama State and they won by a field goal.
No, that was South. Yeah, Alabama State. They won.
They played
won by
many
28
schools from Alabama this year.
And a half.
Yeah. So last night, before the game, I did not go to the game last night. I was in the jacuzzi before the game, and Juan was in the jacuzzi. So, I was definitely.
I'm low key faded, bro.
And is that safe to be stoned in a jacuzzi?
Works for me.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
the heat.
Well, if you passed out, you would just wake up when you slipped into
Correct.
The water, right? Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. You don't pass out like when you're drinking.
So anyway, I start talking, and
you want to get high?
And I just start rambling.
Okay.
So I'm like
somewhat incoherently.
Yeah, incoherently. So I start rambling about Kyle Kuzma being traded.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, I mean, 2 years ago, Rob traded Kyle Kuzma. And he could have kept him, and then we wouldn't have Westbrook. And Juan looks at me and says, you know, I don't care about the Lakers, and I don't know why you're talking about a guy who got traded 2 years ago.
I think those are very fair points by Juan.
Yeah, but for me, it all does go back to that trade. It does go back to that trade. That's what derailed us. And last night, I want to play something that Kendrick Perkins said today on the NBA Today show about Russell Westbrook. And in case you missed it last night, Russell Westbrook did miss everything. 0-for-11, 0-for-6 from 3.
He had two key steals down the stretch, Mace.
Uh-huh. Here is what Kendrick Perkins said today on the NBA Today about Russell Westbrook.
I got something to say. You know I always do. Look, here's how I'm feeling about the situation.
Tell us.
If you can't trade Russell Westbrook right now, which I believe you should try to trade him right now, then I believe you should send him home. Because me watching the game yesterday, Russ looked not engaged. He looked miserable. And it's unfair to him at this moment. Listen, it's been bad since he's arrived in L.A. He hasn't been able to fit in at all. And look, I understand he's not known for a three-point shooter. I get that. But at some point, Russell Westbrook, that is playing with his mental. The noise is playing with his mentality. It has been for the last year and a half. And so now all of a sudden, it's not like he's been any type of help towards the Lakers. Man. And now this relationship can't go up. It's going down. Like I saw when Darvin Ham took him out the game last night in the fourth quarter. His body language said it all on the bench. And you could see him kind of saying things under his breath, or he might have been saying it out loud. At this point, like, don't just make Russ suffer. Like, he's not this bad of a player. Mm-hmm. I get it. He's not the Russ of the MVP status. Mm-hmm. But don't just hold on to him. Don't just have him out there. Don't just have him looking bad. Because he don't want to be there. And to be honest, the Lakers don't want him there. So why even try to make it work at this point? Get it. You can't trade him. But how about sending him home until you can find a trade, or when they get 20 games into the season, go ahead and make that move.
Send him home.
Okay, so obviously, if you listen to the show, you know that I'm very much on an island. I'm the president of the Russell Westbrook fan club.
Right, it is a lonely place.
Yeah. He has been...
dreadful.
Well, that's not where I was going.
Oh.
He has been, in his career, a first ballot surefire Hall of Famer who has just played with so much energy and so much excitement. He's been so fun to watch. This is not the Russell Westbrook I know, and it's not all his fault. It's a bad fit.
Yes.
I still think, I think you guys might disagree with me, but I still think the Lakers are a better team with him than without him, especially with Schroeder out for a month.
By the way, you can't hear head shaking, yeah, but of ours are.
But if the Lakers elected to do what Perk is suggesting, I would have no issue with it. If they come to that conclusion, it's very hard to argue the opposite.
So
it's not all his fault.
No.
But it is his problem.
But we're playing out a charade here. Russell Westbrook is going to be traded. We're going to wait 20 games. They're not going to do anything for 20 games, and hopefully somebody wants to get Victor Wembanyama, so they trade one of their good players in a deal for Russ. Russ doesn't want to be here. Doesn't want to come off the bench. Actually said it, I injured my hamstring coming off the bench the other night, or strained my hamstring, or whatever that was. He doesn't want to be here. Stop the charade. Send him home. They are a better team without Russell Westbrook.
Who plays point guard when you send
Patrick
him home?
Patrick Beverley.
How'd he do last night?
He didn't shoot well, but I'll tell you what, he set the tone defensively. I mean, Patrick Beverley is a dirty dog defender.
But here's the problem with Pat Bev. And I love him.
They're not in that game without Pat Beverley last night.
Pat Bev is going to have 4, 5, or 6 fouls every game because of how aggressive he is defensively.
Use him.
Use him. What happens if he picks up 4 fouls in the first half and you have to sit him?
Austin Reeves. By the way, Austin Reeves.
You're going to put Austin Reeves.
Austin Reeves was very good last night.
So Sunday they play Portland.
Right.
You can have Austin Reeves guard Damian Lillard.
You can have Russell Westbrook guard Damian Lillard. Yeah. Is that the option?
Yeah, Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook, not a good defender.
No, he was great.
He was
great last night.
You're going to say 4 steals, but they're steals don't tell the story because there's a gambler's aspect to
steals. But his steals last night were like fronting Kawhi Leonard, and when they tried to throw it into the post, Russ would jump up and steal it. His defense last night was good, but the 0 for 11 is brutal. And I know I'm sounding like a broken record here, but in what universe do you want Russ? I mean, Greg, you're the one advocating for this. Yeah. In what universe do you want Russell Westbrook taking 6 3-pointers?
Oh, I don't want him taking 6 3.
But you just said, if he's wide open, what do you? The question you asked me was, what do you want me to do?
Well, there's nothing else that he can do.
But
he needs to get rid of the ball.
He was also talking about the whole team. Other guys on the team can have the potential to be good
Greg,
shooters.
What if on Sunday, the Blazers leave Russell Westbrook wide open at the 3-point line and they cover everybody else? So they have 4 guys playing man to man and 1 guy just double teaming LeBron.
That's on Russ and he'll shoot it.
He's got to shoot it.
But wait, why does he have to?
Because what else is he going to do? He's not going to get past the dude in front of him.
He can't shoot it.
Right, but Greg, how is it going to end when he shoots that 3?
If he can get to the basket, great. Like if he can get to the basket and try and bring somebody in to pass it out, then fine. But that's most guys can't do those types of things.
Right.
At least he can.
But if Russell Westbrook is open at the 3-point line, he should look past that shot.
What Russ has always been is a good finisher. He's not as good of a finisher.
Wait a minute. When he goes to the cup, he's historically went to the cup last night, drained nothing.
But this is what I would tell Russ if I was Darvinham, assuming that Russ is going to still be on the roster and in the lineup. Attack. Attack, attack, attack. Do not take 6 3-point shots. I don't care if Greg Bergman says you have to shoot it. Ignore him. You do not have to shoot it. What do you want Russ to do if he is wide
do
open at the
not
3-point
shoot.
Line?
Well, I don't want Russ shooting at all.
If you're leaving him that far open, then he's.
Are you watching the games? He's like wide open.
No,
right.
A lot of those times you have to take the shot.
But if he can get to the basket, if you're giving him that much space, he should be able to get to the basket and pull the defense in and pass it out to somebody that should be open.
Right. I just think that they
drive
need to
and kick.
Yeah, they need. That's what you need to do. Attack. And by the way, one thing the Lakers are, and one thing that led that comeback last night, is the Lakers are very athletic.
Yes,
they need to run more. They need to just go, and before
pace.
The defense gets set up, just attack. I would, if I saw Russ, and I was Darvin. Every time I saw him, the first thing I would say to him is not, "Hi, how you doing? How are you?" I would just look at him every day and go, "Attack." You get the ball, attack. Do not settle.
You should also say, quit shooting.
Well, do not settle. That's part of attack.
Yeah.
If you're at the 3-point line, do not pull up and shoot it. Attack. We got guys who are better than you shooting threes. Attack.
Okay. Part of the issue is that when he does attack, he misses the layup.
Right. He runs through somebody. Last night he didn't finish a bunch of times.
He didn't finish most of the time.
Right. Well,
he's one of the worst at the rim.
None of the times, right? He was 0 for 11.
Yeah, he was 0 for 11.
But I also think... Blaming Russ for everything is misplaced blame.
Well, I mean, he's 0 for 11. How do you not put blame on the guy that because went 0 for 11 and 0 for
16? Because the other two starting guards, what I'm saying is, Russ, give the ball to somebody else. And this is astonishing to me. Patrick Beverley, Kendrick Nunn, and Russ, those three, went 1 for 25 shooting.
But there's a difference.
What is it? They Patrick, 1 for 25. Beverly, someone made one?
Patrick Beverley shot 36% from three last year.
Yeah.
And so he's a credible three-point shooter. Didn't have it last night. Russell Westbrook is not a three-point shooter, period. Not a three-point shooter. Should not be taking threes. I don't mind Pat Beverley continuing to go back in. He's a 36% right. three-point shooter
Russ
last year.
From the corners last year.
38%.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's wrong
with
that?
But that's not where he was taking threes from.
Yeah, well, some of them were.
But I mean, mostly he's just out on the arc.
Yeah. The defense is giving him threes wherever he is. You know, it doesn't matter. So I want him to dial back the threes. I think that their defense got better last night.
Did.
They attacked. They could have won this game.
Could have. They were tied late.
And against a really good Clippers team.
Yep.
I hope that on Sunday, instead of taking 40 to 45 threes, they take 25 to 30. And I think that those possessions, which they don't settle for threes, will be more beneficial to the Lakers if they do it that
way. How many
way.
Do you want?
25 to 30.
25 to 30. That would be the fewest threes on average that anybody has took last year. The lowest number of threes right. taken.
I want to be that guy. I want to be the one who takes the lowest number of threes because we have the lowest number Washington. Of three-point shooters.
Washington with 28 threes per game.
Right. So
almost 29.
So let's do that.
Let's be Washington.
Let's be the team that shoots 28 threes.
Let's be Washington.
Let's be Washington.
Well, let's go Wizards.
Let's be Washington. Bergman, I wasn't planning to do this, but things are pretty fired up. Let's take some calls today. 877-710-ESPN. Y'all saw what happened last night. And it's the effing Clippers, too, on top of everything else.
Didn't Michael say it was a must-win yesterday?
He did. So now we lost. What happened? Season over?
Michael, we told him he was wrong.
Wrong. Well, I mean, you're the one that misuses must win more than anybody.
When I use must win with the Rams,
it's never
it
a must
perfect
win.
Perfect sense. If we didn't win, we'd be 2-4 right now, marinating in a bye week,
so
the season would have been over.
If you lose the next game to the Niners, you're 3-4. Is the season over?
No, because we'll be one game behind the Niners.
Right.
So, no, we're in it. You lose to the worst team on your schedule.
But wait a minute.
The one that's melting down, firing its coach,
but using your logic, had they lost, they would have been one game behind the Niners.
Yeah, but no, they'd be 2-4. And
right,
the Niners
are
3-3.
One game behind the Niners. But your logic is, no, it's not must win. We'd still be one game behind. You hear the sense he's making, Ore?
He's not making any sense.
they have the toughest.
The reason you said it's not must win against the Niners is because they'd only be one game behind them.
No, here's
had
why,
they lost the Carolina game, which you declared must win, they would have been one game
here's
behind
why
the
I
Niners.
Said it. Who's the very worst team on the Rams schedule? The very worst team. The most awful.
Well, probably the one they just
team.
Played.
That's the one you cannot lose.
Right.
You got Tampa, San Francisco, Kansas City, Green
what are you
Bay.
Talking about? I lost a survivor pool one year when they lost to the Jets and they made a deep playoff run. One game doesn't matter.
A little too fired up today.
That's good. It's Friday.
You got to settle down.
No, you don't. Do the opposite of that.
All right.
You only got to yell at the moon for another hour and 50 minutes.
True. I am yelling at the moon today, howling at the sky. All right. So. We got to do the Cardi B story. We're going to take some calls. Actually, let's do the Cardi B story. So Cardi B is, big star, gigantic star, and she released an album, and it's got a really cool cover, real cool cover design.
Right.
And as it turns out, some guy says, hey, that's the tattoo I have. She stole that from me and put it on her album, and I deserve compensation.
Right. Does he have a case?
There are a few issues here. One.
Like, you have a pretty big, what do you call that? Ganesh.
Ganesh. I have
tattoo.
A Ganesh tattoo.
If I take that and use it for a John Ireland album cover.
Right.
Are you entitled to money?
No, because I got this off the internet.
Okay.
I got the design off the internet. Now, people design their own tattoos. And the question is, did this guy design the tattoo that he has on him, or did he use something that he found on the
internet? And
it's
only part of the album cover. It's not the whole thing.
Right.
It's not like a verbatim steal. It's like part of it.
Bergman, you're the illustrated man. What do you
think? Well, yeah, you have a bunch of tattoos, Greg. What do you think?
I have a whole bunch. I mean, it really
depends.
Did
you design them?
I did not. The koi on my right arm, it was drawn on me.
Okay.
So that was actually.
So somebody sketched that
out. Yeah, sketched it onto my arm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it depends. It depends on what this guy did. If he actually did it himself or if he got it out of the book, because a lot of tattoo artists have books that
have
you
books
look at.
That you choose from.
And then
you
search through and you're like, I like that one. Give me something like that.
Right.
Then I don't think he has a case. If he actually.
Isn't each tattoo inherently, like, even if I had a picture of a tattoo and I had it tattooed on me, the tattoo would be original. Right, I mean, it's because every time you go to do artwork, it's,
well,
so I don't think I don't think he has
a
case.
Tattoo artist, it would be original from the tattoo artist, but if he actually designed it, it just depends on what the design is.
Yeah, if I was on the jury, I'd have a tough time giving him any money.
It's very difficult.
Well, wait a minute. If that guy drew the tattoo himself, that he sketched it out, and he said, "This is what I want on my body," you would say she has no.
Did she
no
steal
case?
It verbatim? No, she took part of it, and it's part of a cover art. She says a very small part of it. And she's defending herself. She says, look, I mean, there's a little bit of this cover art that is him, but not most of it. Most of it's something else.
Okay, I've got the verdict.
All right.
I didn't realize this was actually in court. But it
oh,
is.
It is in court. Mm. Okay, well, how did they decide it?
So it's not decided yet, but this tattoo that he has was in tattoo magazines.
Oh, then no.
So he has nothing. No case. He stole
so there
the
could be a bunch of people running around with this tattoo.
Yeah, he stole the tattoo.
Bergman
from
could have
a magazine.
This tattoo.
I could.
And for all
could be my microphone.
And for
on my
all
arm.
He knows, Cardi B got it from the same tattoo book.
I wanted to ask you about something.
Yes.
You've always said that the one tattoo that you somewhat regret that you would think about removing if it would be easy would be your Vin Scully tattoo. Now that Vin has passed, I bet you don't think that anymore.
I do not want to move it ever.
Yeah. Aren't you glad you have it now?
Yes, I'm very happy that I got it. Now it's like, oh, that's so cool. That must mean so much to you. Yes, it absolutely
like, you
does.
Know, a bunch of people copied you when he died.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah. Like, everybody started getting Vin Scully tattoos. You were very much ahead of the curve. What year did you do that?
It was either 2017 or 2018. I don't remember if it was against the Astros World Series.
Did you do it in honor of Spectrum actually allowing us to hear Vin Scully for the first time in 5 years?
It was either going into the Astros World Series or the Red Sox World Series, but I think it was the Astros.
Boy, can you guys believe the Astros are undefeated in the playoffs?
Didn't even know it.
I did. God, it's so easy
had
to
no
root.
Idea.
It's so easy to root against
had
those
no
guys.
Had no idea. Not paying attention.
Those dopes.
Not watching.
If they don't win, I got a question for you.
I wonder how they're cheating now.
They're cheating. If they don't win the World Series this year and they get one World Series in 6 years.
Failure.
Well, they've gone to.
And one was a cheated one.
They've gone to six straight ALCS.
And four out of six
Aren't
World
they
Series.
The Dodgers if they don't win another
right.
World
They're
Series?
They're better than the Dodgers. Dodgers haven't gone to six straight NLCSs.
Yeah, right. but realistically, we've got 10 years, one for 10, three World Series, win one.
They're similar.
Yeah, they're similar.
Here's the hard thing for me. Have any of you guys ever met Dusty Baker?
Yeah, I met Dusty Baker.
Great.
He's a
great
man.
Great
yeah.
guy.
Very nice man.
Very tough to root against Dusty, but I'm doing it because he's
me
managing
too.
Bregman and Altuve and Gurriel. And I was trying to figure out, who was the Asian player on the Dodgers that Gurriel did the eyes to?
It was Yu Darvish.
Was it?
Yeah, it was Yu Darvish.
Yeah, I thought that was ridiculous.
Terrible. All right, coming up next for you. Listen, we're going to get some calls in here last night.
Every line's
jammed. Yeah, every line. We'll hear from you. Plus, Russell Westbrook, his evaluation of his performance last night. And let's see, something else. Oh, and Travis Kelce and his brother on a podcast.
Oh, yeah. His brother, Jason, is an offensive lineman.
Yes, exactly.
He did not react well to Tom Brady MFing his own offensive line. See, he has an MFing of his own.
Yes, we got that coming up, too. Mason, Ireland, it's an F at Friday, 710 ESPN.
All right, we've been talking about it. Big, big sports weekend. The UCLA-Oregon game alone makes it a gigantic sports weekend. Are you ready? Is your TV ready? Mirror Audio Video is ready to deliver you, right now, a TV for the ages at the lowest price ever offered on the Sony 85-inch 4K Ultra HD LED Smart Google TV. It's the X85K. Regular price, $2,800. But here's what we're going to do just for Mason and Ireland listeners. We're going to get you the Sony 85. I have an 80, and it's gigantic. The 85, that's just spectacular. On top of the 85, Isaac's going to include the all-new Apple TV with voice remote. Your price for both, not 20. So right now you're looking, if you went in off the street and did this, you're paying more than $3,000. Isaac will give you both for $1,779. $1,779, and you get both. Isaac will deliver it to your door for free. That's more than a grand off retail. The only catch is the deal is good for the first three buyers only. After three, the deal is over and you missed it. Sony 85 plus the brand new Apple TV for the lowest price on the planet. Ready? Call now. First three get it. 310-234-4010. 310-234-4010. Good luck from Mir Audio Video in Westwood.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, your call's in a second here. So I'm going to cryo tonight, John. I go to cryo on Friday
good.
Nights.
I love cryo.
I need a good cryo song. So far I've gone three times. The first time, Van Morrison, Into the Mystic. It was
too
absolutely
slow.
Awful song.
Yeah.
Second time, Pink, So What? I'm a rock star. Got my rock moves. Give me a good cryo song.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Pretenders, Middle of the Road.
Oh, I love that song.
Yep. Got great drums. Pretend you're
the... Is that the one that starts with, I went back to Ohio and my city was gone?
No. But go. Pretend you're the drummer.
Yep.
And do air drumming and your whole session will be over. Now, what are you up to in terms of minutes?
This is it. Oh, I like this. Who doesn't love Chrissy Hynde? I'm totally in on this.
All right. That's my stock cryo song.
2.5 minutes right now.
Yeah, it's perfect. The song's like 3 minutes long.
Oh, it's perfect. Yeah. All right, so a lot of people want to talk about the Lakers' performance last night. Terrible shooting night. In fact, no team in NBA history has started as badly from the three-point line as this one.
There was a little wind in the building, Mace. The doors were configured and breeze. Yeah, and it blew off. Now, I don't know why it only affected one team.
Yes.
That was weird. Yeah. But, here's Joe in Redlands. Hey, Joe, you're on ESPN LA. How you doing?
Good. Hey, John. Hey, Mace. So, last night I was listening to the call, you and Michael, and Russ, in the last quarter, he made two incredible steals, against Kawhi. And so I don't think the blame should be put on Russ. Sure, he's not shooting great right now, but I mean they did go 0-9 in the last quarter and they lost a lead. So I just think Russ is doing what he's doing, and I think his defense last night again was incredible. So I don't think the Lakers getting rid of Russ or people making Russ the easy target is the way to go.
Is this team better or worse with Russ on the floor?
They're better with Russ on the floor. He was the most consistent player last year. Again, we're not talking about old stuff, but we know he played 78 out of the 82 games.
Yes.
Right. Joe, I agree with you, and thank you for the call. I think that blaming Russ for all that ills the Lakers is a red herring. It's not fair to him, and it's really not assessing blame to the other guys. Russ was one of the guys who couldn't shoot
last
night.
I want to make sure we spread the blame around because, Rob Pelinka put together a team that can't shoot.
Well, and you would think.
And LeBron James' fingerprints are all over the roster. I mean, he signs off on everything, or in this case, pressed for Russ.
So
I mean,
the thing I'm surprised about is, if you agree with your statement that Lakers.
I always agree with.
No. I mean, I'm talking about like Bergman.
Yeah.
If you agree with Mason that they have a team that can't shoot.
Yes, they don't.
Your answer is keep shooting.
No, it's not keep shooting.
Right, I'm giving you 30 seconds to tell me exactly what you're saying about the threes. Go ahead.
Okay, what I'm saying, the offense that they have is a 4-out, 1-in, and the 4-out, 1-in is based around shooting those threes, getting wide open shots on the three-point line and passing the ball around. That's what the offense is built around. It's just built around a team that doesn't have shooters.
Yeah, and to piggyback on that, that's what we've always said. Surround LeBron with shooters.
But
that's
let's go back
recipe.
To your original point.
Yeah.
They don't have them. They don't have shooters.
That's malpractice.
So.
It is.
Greg.
Yes.
If you don't have shooters, why keep taking that shot?
Then you got to change the offense.
There you go. What I've been arguing for an hour.
Sure, but they've been. This is the offense that Darvin Ham has, and this is what
for
he
now.
Wants.
But I mean, if there's no rule that says you have to
they
keep
practice
you have
all
to keep taking 45 threes.
But how do you put together a team in year of our Lord 2022 that doesn't have shooters? And then, by the way, the charade of, well, we'll wait 20 games and then we'll trade Russ. Now, if you're going to trade him anyway, if he's not happy, if you're not happy, sit him down. Send him home.
Here's Juice in Riverside. Well, I wish I had a cool name like Juice. Hey, Juice. What's up, man?
What's up, John?
How you doing?
Oh, good, good. So, yeah, Greg, you're absolutely right, man. I agree with you. Yeah, this league is a shooter's league, but they don't really need shooters, man. They have LeBron James. They got Russ, energy that can drive the ball. What they really need to do is move the rock. They got to move that rock. They got to keep moving.
You know, Juice.
It did get stagnant.
Juice, Michael Thompson was making this point last night during the game, the exact point you're making now. It's that if you watch the Clippers, they were getting rid of the ball quickly,
just like
and
Golden
the Lakers did a lot of one-on-one.
Yeah, there's a
so
lot.
So, Juice, you're not the only one who thinks that.
Yeah, and, I mean, they're bringing the ball so late, so slow. They got to just keep moving. If yep. they're leaving Russ out there on the three-pointer, hey, make him drive it. He's going to draw those two players in him, and then have Anthony Davis get to the rim. But every time, though, somehow he's out in the perimeter. There's nobody out there getting the offensive rebounds. Yep. One guy that I liked yesterday was Toscano Anderson. That guy's going to be a spark for these guys.
Yeah,
they need to give him more minutes.
Him and Lonnie Walker was
well,
great last
if
night.
They
Lonnie
take
Walker
a,
four.
Yeah, if they tell me, yeah, Lonnie Walker is a freak, man.
Yeah,
that guy jumping
really
out of
good.
The gym. But if they take Kendrick Perkins' suggestion, which is just to send Russ home, I think Juan Toscano-Anderson would be one of the main beneficiaries of that move. But I don't think that move is in the offing.
You don't think that? By the way, here's what Russ said about his game last night.
You personally, how would you assess your game tonight?
Solid. Solid. Played hard. That's all you can ask for.
Solid. Solid. 0 for 11. 0 for 6 from 3. Solid. Solid performance.
Yeah, that's weird.
Just in denial.
Let's go to Elliot in Torrance. Hi, Elliot. You're on ESPN LA.
Hey, guys. Well, first thing I want to know is, because I used some of the points that were made, I was going to say, but who runs this team? Is it, I'm not saying LeBron, is it Clutch Sports or is it Jeannie Buss and the other people? It seems, why do we have to get every single player that we accumulate here has to be from Clutch Sports? Something is really weird. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
The second thing. Why in the world do you give him a 4-year extension?
Palenka, you're talking about. Yes.
I mean, he's done a decent job with the cards that he's been dealt. However, that's not – I mean, it's absurd to give him a 4-year extension.
Well, Elliot, let me give you a little – and thank you for the call.
Point, yeah.
Let me give you a little background on that. Jeannie felt that she wanted the coach and the GM to have the same – contracts. So since Darvin had 4 years, she gave Rob 4 years,
right,
so that they would be in it together. She felt that she had been around teams in the past where the GM and the coach were
not aligned, not
working together.
Yeah.
She thought if she ties them together, then they know they have to rely on each other, and that's why she did it. Now, just because you have a 4-year contract doesn't necessarily mean
you're going to be there for
the length of the contract.
Yeah.
Things can happen, but contracts get bought out all the time.
How many to his point, how many Clutch players, I don't know off the top of my head, are on the roster?
I don't know either, but I will tell you this.
Bergman, you're the producer.
That almost every team in the league has Clutch guys. So,
right, but how many do we have?
Well,
that's what I want to know. I know we got LeBron and AD.
None. I'm trying to think. I don't know if that's easy to look up. I think if we took 20 minutes and, you know, went down the rabbit hole, we could figure it out. THT was a Clutch guy. KCP was a Clutch guy.
KCP.
I'm trying to
THT
think.
THT was. Marcus Morris was.
Yeah.
I think
they're not afraid to get rid of the Clutch guys. So
yeah, I think there's only 3 Clutch guys on the roster at this moment.
Yeah. So I think that's a red herring. I know I've said that twice today, but that if you want to blame Clutch, they get rid of Clutch guys just as easy as they bring them in.
Yeah. I mean, in the end, he asked about leadership. Jeannie Buss is the leader and the president and the governor of this organization. And she has empowered certain people. She's empowered Rob Pelinka to make player decisions. Now, there is a negotiation that goes on between Pelinka and Rich Paul, I'm sure. There's a conversation about every one of these players, and LeBron has input and AD has input. So, in a way, Pelinka is sort of, I don't want to say stuck, but he's sort of,
he has to cater to the clutch guys. Well, and he has to protect that relationship.
Right.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I think it's only been two games. I know it hasn't looked good. I know everybody's worried, but remember, that Clippers team, Ty Lue's been there. He's come on his fourth year now. That Warriors team is together.
Yeah.
They're loaded. Our team, we're taking on two teams. Let's see how they do against Portland. Portland is more like the Lakers. Chauncey Billups only been there for a year.
Yep.
They traded CJ McCollum last year.
Yep.
Those guys are learning how to play together. Sunday is more of a true test than
that's
either
here, right?
Tuesday or Thursday.
Which, what's the schedule? So it's
12:30
Sunday.
Sunday here.
And then next week is
at Denver, at Minnesota. Hard games.
At Denver and at Minnesota is tough. All right, coming up, we'll sneak in a couple more calls coming up. I got that Travis Kelce thing from the Kelce podcast, which is really funny, sort of berating Tom Brady for his treatment of the Tampa Bay offensive line. We'll also circle back to that Christian McCaffrey trade to San Francisco and the impact of that. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
I'm in a donut desert, Ireland. Two consecutive nights without donuts.
We need to explain what has happened. Mason basically threw up his hands and says, I cannot control my Grubhub itch.
Yes.
And so one day he was sitting in here and he said, I'm changing my Grubhub password to something I can never remember, so I'll stop ordering Grubhub. I said, that's a failed plan.
Yes.
If you do it, you'll remember what you did.
Correct.
Have me do it.
Yep.
So he handed me his computer. I typed in a password. And now I am the only person alive, and I have not mentioned it to anyone, who knows the password to Mason's Grubhub account.
Yes.
And I said, what I will do is I will give him one yes or no question every day in an attempt for him to define the password I typed into his Grubhub account. The time has come. What is your question, yes or no question, for today?
Okay, so I've previously asked about my dogs, not right. About Venice, not right. I will say this. Does it have something to do with Juan? Come on.
No.
No, again!
Pause makes it.
The pause is definitely the thing.
What are you eating, Greg?
Beef jerky. What are you eating, Greg?
Beef jerky.
Eating during the show?
Beef jerky time.
Yeah. I mean, John did it the other day. I felt like I should too.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
Michael does it every game.
Mm-hmm. By the way, it's National Mezcal Day. Now, Brian Cranston sent us a bunch of stuff. He sent us some Cointreau.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm taking that.
Some Dos Hombres, some Cointreau, some limes, I don't know how to mix this stuff. Here's what happened. So I get a text from Brian Cranston this week, and he's like, okay, so I'm going to come in on Friday, and I'm going to bring all this stuff to make mezcalitas, and we're going to make mezcalitas.
Done.
I text him back. I said, that sounds great. And then about 5 minutes later, I got a text that said, schedule change, has to be a call.
Okay, that's
but
fine.
I'll drizzly you the stuff.
We'll take it.
So Jorge, do you know how to make a mezcalita? Bergman, do you know how to make a mezcalita?
I do not. Do you?
Well, these two were bartenders, right? At some
point.
Yeah, I don't know what a mezcalita is.
Yeah, if you tell me what to do, I can make it.
Okay, so we're getting a lot of feedback. According to, and this is never wrong, Wikipedia. There are 7 Lakers signed to Clutch Sports.
No way.
Anthony Davis, LeBron, Kendrick Nunn, Lonnie Walker, Scottie Pippen Jr., Juan Toscano-Anderson, and Troy Brown. So that would mean 7 yes, 10 no. That's a lot.
Wow, that is a lot.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. That is too many.
I don't know. I don't care as long as they can play. I don't care who their agent
is. They
can't
shoot.
Yeah. Well, a couple of those guys haven't even tried yet.
Yeah, Troy Brown Jr. hasn't even been on the floor.
Yeah,
you say as long as they can play. Yet the first two games have said otherwise.
Well, they can play. They just can't shoot.
Yeah, who needs to shoot in this league?
It's not important. Defense hasn't been fantastic by any means.
No, I thought last night the defense was much better.
Wait a minute.
For like a quarter.
Arnold in L.A. is online. He wants to join me on Westbrook Island.
Oh, Westbrook Island.
Arnold, we have plenty of room for you on the bandwagon. Hey, quit jumping off. Arnold.
Yeah, John Ireland, definitely. I want to join you on there. But also, I just had something really quick. Last night, the Lakers played what I would consider great defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with you. If you really look at what Russell Westbrook was doing, I don't know why Darvin Ham took him off of Kawhi Leonard because he was playing him pretty tough. But the thing is, I think the rest of the squad got us to the point to where, and I wonder what you think about this. Don't you think the rest of the squad played well enough to where down the stretch, the last 4 to 5 minutes of the game, our top players, our highly paid players, mm-hmm. our stars, Anthony Davis and LeBron James should have brought us home, especially at the Staples Center, especially against the Clippers. You know,
it's hard to knock those guys because they both had great games. They both had great games. What's that? Did they? Yes.
The stretch? In the clutch moments, the last 4 minutes, what did they do? And how many threes did LeBron make last night?
Well, nobody made threes last night.
Yeah, they were 9 of 45.
We were 1 for 100. I mean,
but I do think you make a fair point when you say that it's not all Russ's fault. This blame Westbrook for everything is stupid. It's not all his fault.
Right.
You know, it just
down the stretch. I mean, check it out. Down the stretch, he played great defense on Kawhi. You can't deny that. And then, you know, when Anthony Davis and LeBron had opportunities to make big threes, of course they're like the Dodgers, play great during the regular season, but in the playoff, in the clutch moments, you fold. You know, to me, both of those guys could have played better down the stretch when we
Okay, did. Arnold, what are you going to bring out to Westbrook Island? It's you and John. What supplies do you need? You can bring three things to Westbrook Island.
A laser?
Let's go with a towel.
A towel?
A towel.
Yeah.
Hey, Arnold, how about a magnetic ball that automatically goes to the hoop as soon as we throw it towards it?
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Arnold. Yeah. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
And I want to be a guru and reprogram Wes's attitude just a tad bit.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Nobody's tried that yet.
I think kind of everybody's
everybody
that.
Has tried it. And this part of it is not fair. The Lakers, you know, like Woj says, they're going to wait 20 games, and then they'll do something with Russ. Well, what are we doing then? Why are we trying to make it work right now if in 20 games we're going to wait to see who sucks so that we can get a player for Russ? It's like, what's Russ supposed to be in the meantime? He's got to feel unwanted. He hears the same stuff we do. Well, after 20 games, we'll reevaluate.
Right, but what's the alternative?
Send him home, like Kendrick Perkins said.
Yeah, I think that's a last resort kind of thing. I'm not saying it might not happen one day, but after two games.
But if you know you're going to be traded, how do you play? Doesn't that have an impact on you? Why does he? In other words, I don't think Russ feels wanted, and I don't think Russ wants to be here.
Okay.
So in that scenario, isn't the best thing to send him home?
Not yet. I think if you had Schroeder, it would be a more viable option. But I think you need bodies. You need guys that are going to play in the game. And nobody else made shots last night either. So I'm not saying it's not going to happen. It could one day. But I think for now, I mean, it's still, you want to give Darvin Ham all the options you can give him. And you're talking about taking one away.
Yeah.
You want to do the opposite.
I want to mention this one thing before we get to Bobcat. LAFC beat the Galaxy last night in El Tráfico.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I was switching back and forth, though it was a wild last part of the game, the very end of the game. LAFC beat Galaxy 3-2. The black and gold advanced to the conference finals and couldn't be more excited. If it was any other night, you've been out there, John, for games.
Yeah, one.
Yeah. Oh, it's so great.
It's an unbelievable stadium.
It's so great. It really is a great stadium. All right, coming up next for you is Bobcat. Bergman, you got good... Swore. Do you got good stuff, Bobcat?
Stuff?
Yeah.
I got good stuff, but I also want to do something that I did a couple weeks ago. I think I'm just going to go off of your rundown and grab things.
Okay. Do it. Do it. It's Friday, so clean out the sheet. The prep sheet. All right. Hey, stream live sports and original content with ESPN Plus today. You get access to the award-winning 30 for 30 library, unrivaled UFC access, including exclusive pay-per-views, live coverage of 35 PGA Tour events. Get the ESPN Plus and Disney Plus bundled today. Watch more ESPN originals, 30 for 30s, the whole Disney and Marvel library, and more. Stream anytime, anywhere. Go to ESPNLABundle.com to learn more. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, thanks, Chris and Amanda. All right, so one of the things that are on your list right here is there's a math test. This was something that went viral over the over this week. Your microphone is off, Mason, so you're talking to nobody.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's better. Just don't hit the dump button.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a math test. So I need you to follow along with me here, John.
Okay.
And Mason doesn't know the answer, not surprisingly.
Okay.
But it says math test, and it says 9 equals 90.
Okay.
8 equals 72.
Okay.
7 equals 56.
Okay.
6 equals 42.
Okay.
3 equals question mark. So what does 3
equal? So I just tweeted it out, John, so you can actually take a look at it. It's been bouncing around.
It went viral.
I think it was on KJM this week.
It was.
I do not know the right answer to
this. I think the right answer is easy. Do you want me to take?
There's 3 different answers that I think are acceptable.
Okay, so I'll just give you my logic and then tell you what I think.
By the way, I tweeted this out at Venice Mace.
So 9 equals 90 means 9 times 10.
Right.
Yes.
8 equals 72 means 8 times 9.
Right.
7 equals 56 means times 8. Mm-hmm. 6 equals 42, which means times 7. Mm-hmm. 5 times 6 would be 30. 4 times 5 would be 20. 3 times 4 would be 12. I think the answer is 12.
I think that's a very acceptable answer. There are not a lot of rules. The other way that I've looked at it is that since it goes down 9 times 10, 8 times 9, so on and so forth, it doesn't have the 5 or the 4, so you have to go to the next thing. So it should be 3 times 6, which is 18. The other way to think of it is 3 equals 3. Because there's no rules on here whatsoever. You're just looking at numbers.
So we don't know the correct answer.
We do not.
No, my answer is question mark.
Three
no,
equals
I, Greg,
mark.
I think my first
like
logic is good.
Your first one was really good.
The first one's times 10, second one's times 9, third one's times 8, fourth one's times 7. So when you get down to, that would mean, like you said, Greg, it doesn't have the 5 or the 4. Would be times 6, 4 would be times 5,
right.
3 times 4 is 12.
Right.
So
that's, I think it's a very completely acceptable answer.
I put this out on Twitter. Roosevelt said, JCL says 12, Slavatino says 12, Redding Ram says 12.
So that's the majority of the answers
Lizak
are 12.
Says 12. Okay. 12 sounds like the right answer according to Mason and Ireland listeners.
Then we're going to say 12 is the right
12
answer.
12 is the right answer.
I like it.
Yeah.
Pick up your I passed the math test t-shirt on your way out.
Would be math.
All right, you've been teasing it a bunch, and we never got to it, and this is on your list, so let's go with the Travis and Jason Kelce podcast.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
You got to set it up. Right, you know the whole thing.
So Tom Brady, last weekend, he had a weird weekend. He went to Bob Kraft's wedding on Friday night and blew off the walkthrough on Saturday that they were doing for their game against the Steelers, and then they lost to the Steelers on Sunday. And Brady, in the middle of the game, started screaming at his offensive linemen. At one point, there was a shot of him on the sidelines and all the linemen sitting down, and Brady just MFing the linemen. So Travis Kelce is a tight end. Jason, his brother, is an offensive lineman. And Jason did not like Tom Brady, a quarterback, MFing the offensive line. So Jason MF'd Brady. Here it is.
Mason, you got to press the button.
Oh, I've got it. I'm sorry. I figured you're producing.
It's on your page.
You're doing the bit and all that.
Oh, geez, on your page.
God, what is this?
FF Friday. I got it.
Get
if there's
out of
one
here.
Thing I do not like, it is quarterbacks getting into offensive linemen. Like, bro, I am doing the best I can, brother. The up out of my face. I will put you in that trash can over there if you don't shut the up. The last thing I want is a motherfucker that can't get hit, or it's called roughing the passer, to come up to me and tell me how to wrestle somebody every play. Get the out of here.
Ooh.
Listen, it's Tom Brady. I get it. I'm not saying to Tom Brady either. Motherfucker got a bunch of Super Bowls. He's earned the right to yell at his O-line.
All right. I actually agree with Jason. Tell me, they're not trying to not protect you.
No, of course not.
You get more bees with honey.
Yeah, plus he just cut a team meeting and a walkthrough, and then now he's yelling at us. What are we doing here?
Now, on the other hand, I think that there's nothing wrong with guys being emotional.
No, not at all.
So I like people that are, like Patrick Beverly, you notice, is super hyper and emotional,
super
and
hyper.
I kind of like it.
I love Patrick Beverly, yeah. Man. He was fun to watch.
Bobcat.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jorge.
Okay, so I came across this on Twitter. There is a journalist from Argentina who couldn't hold back his tears after getting a chance to interview Leo Messi.
Okay.
He said, quote, "I'm a little kid when I dreamed about this my entire life, and I just can't believe the thought that I'm in your company at this moment." Now, is this guy in the wrong business if he's going to go interview somebody like that?
No. Matter of fact, you go get Kate Beckinsale and bring her in here, and it will bring me to tears. So, yeah, I have no issue with the crier.
I say, look, live your dreams, man. Right. You get to talk to Messi. That's going to be unbelievable if you're an Argentinian. So, yeah, I've got no issue with it at all.
What person would – you've interviewed everybody under the sun. What person would make you the most starstruck?
I think it would probably be Obama.
Really? I've met him.
Yeah, I know. You've schmoozed with him.
Yeah. I've seen him twice.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been nicer. Like the most down-to-earth guy ever.
You know what I get most nervous at? And I'm glad we don't... I get nervous at Media Day.
When you're talking to LeBron and those guys?
When I'm talking to LeBron, I'm like, holy hell, I'm talking
LeBron's pretty cool.
James. No, he was great. He was great. One time he even thanked my mom for being a huge fan of his. Like totally cool, rolled with it. Well,
didn't Mike Brown
like
walk into the office at the school where your mom was working and say, "Where is Donna Mason?"
Yeah, where's Donna Mason? Mike Brown. Such a nice man. Such a nice man.
Bobcat.
All right, so another thing on your list here is that Herm Edwards used to be the head coach
at
Arizona State.
This is good.
He agreed to take he was fired, but he agreed to take 50% of his $8 million buyout. They fired him. So does he look noble or stupid, John?
Stupid. If you, I understand what his logic is. He went to work for his friend Ray Anderson. He wanted to turn Arizona State around. Anderson gave him a bunch of money to get him to come out of retirement, and he failed. It did not go the way Herm or Anderson hoped it would. So he feels guilty. Herm doesn't need the money, obviously, and he feels guilty taking the full $8 million. But if I have negotiated an $8 million contract and you fire me,
I want $8 million. Yeah.
I will settle for $8 million.
Yep.
I'm like the guy, Mace, in It's a Wonderful Life. Remember when Jimmy Stewart, there's the run on the bank?
Yeah.
On the old on the old
and
building
and
loan.
And that old guy in the wheelchair.
This guy walks in and goes, how much do you have with me? And the guy says, I have $50. He said, well, would you take 10 to hold you over? He goes, I'll take $50.
Yep.
That's me. I'll take $8
million. I would absolutely get the $8 million. I want the $8 million. I signed a deal. You're going to pay me. Imagine. Let's say they wanted to get out of the Mason and Ireland business.
Yeah.
Here. They would pay me every single friggin' penny. I don't know if anybody's here that's lit, but every single penny in
now,
that contract.
Weird
is
things
going
happen.
To be
I'll
mine.
Tell you guys a behind the scenes story that we've never told on the air.
Uh oh.
So if you're in the radio business, you get a salary and then you get bonuses based on how you perform. Like if you do good ratings, then you get bonuses. So Mason and I have always done fairly well in these bonuses. And when the pandemic hit, they came to us and said, look, our business has been crippled. Would you guys agree to waive your bonuses while this pandemic is going on? We'll still pay your salary, but we'll waive the bonuses. And we both said, sure, because we didn't want to see a bunch of people get fired.
Yeah, right, right.
I would do something like that. But Arizona State is not hurting for money, Greg. They're in the Pac-12. They make money.
It's
a big school.
Yeah.
Herm Edwards is giving Herm Edwards an additional $4 million is not getting anybody fired.
My question is, did he do something shady, and was that going to come out if he didn't settle?
Well,
for
they were
less?
Under investigation,
right?
Yeah. So
is that part of
maybe he feels bad that three of his assistants got fired for breaking rules,
right?
So you think?
Maybe that's part. Oh,
okay,
I'll take that.
All right, no. I'll give him $1 million. I'm not giving
$1 million.
Him $4.
Yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
Bergman, you wouldn't give money back,
I'm
would you?
I'm giving $0 back total. Like,
hell no.
I'm taking money off the side of the road here. We're talking about.
Best deal I ever signed was that one in New York. It was a 3-year deal. I worked for let's see, 20 months, and then they paid me the rest of the deal.
20 of the 36.
20 of the 36.
Yeah, which is what they should have done.
Oh, it's fantastic. God bless. Oh, you know, it's so funny. No, forget it. I'm not going to bring it up.
Bobcat.
All right, so this is the last one. It's something that happened last night. So our market manager is a guy named Sam Pines.
Wonderful guy.
Yeah, great guy.
Great guy. So I found out last night that he was 0-10 at every Lakers game that he's ever been at. They lost last night.
Okay.
He is now 0-11. At what record do you not let him back inside crypto.com?
Well, I realize that today is blame day. It's like Blame Friday. Most people are blaming Russell Westbrook.
Yes.
I hate to break this to you. It is not Sam Pines' fault
no.
that the Lakers are 0-11 when he attends
games.
If
he continues to lose whenever he's there. If they lose.
No, we went through this with Mason and the Mason curse. As much as people want to bag on Mason, him being in attendance at certain sporting events has no effect on the outcome.
If he's 0-30. Mason.
0-30 is 0-30, man. No.
0-100.
Own 100, I might have to have a talk with
you. You know what sports is more than it's. We're trying to exert some control over something we have no control
over. And Greg, you're talking to
over.
The guy who I'll move on the couch if the Lakers miss. Like if I'm in my chair and the Lakers miss three shots in a row, I might move to the chair
then
next to me.
Why would you want Sam at the game?
Because
Sam's losing his games.
I don't think there's a correlation. Sam is not losing his games. And now, if you want to blame Russell Westbrook for losing games. Okay, I'll have that discussion with you.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming you for the Rams Super Bowl loss to the Patriots. I'm not blaming you for the Dodgers loss to the Astros or the Red Sox. And you were in attendance at all three.
Yes.
Not your fault.
No.
As much as for the bit, I would love to blame you.
Yeah.
Not your fault. Sam,
Russell Westbrook is out there listening and he's saying, yes, it's Sam Pines. He's the reason we lost.
Yeah, I'm sure if it would make Russ play better, Sam would take the blame.
Of course he would.
Yeah, we do better when
Sam's
the Lakers
a wonderful
win.
Guy.
I got some news from Sham Sharania.
That the Lakers are trying to sign Mo Harkless.
That is exactly what that would be. Yeah. Who is a long wing, can shoot, plays defense, 10-year veteran, but not on a team.
Yeah, I think reinforcements are good. I would welcome any new players.
Well, after watching last night, I would say yes, bring on the help.
Yeah, I think that Rob and the front office would not be doing their job if they were not out talking to people.
All right, coming up next for you, Brian Cranston's going to join
Excellent
us.
Idea.
It is National Mezcal Day, and he invented, along with Aaron Paul, Dos Hombres, which is the mezcal that is sweeping America. He'll come on here next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.